Branch is the little area, and the people don't even call it Mill Branch now. With the real old ones, these young ones coming up, we had the Fork Road, Little Prong, Mill Branch, and Lower Ash, and Freeman.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it was when we were growing up.
Mm-hmm.
But they just call it Ash now, or Lower Ash.
Yeah.
And I hardly ever hear anybody say Mill Branch anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Just about some of them older than about my age and older.
Uh-huh.
But that's where my daddy was raised at.
And that's where his parents were from?
Yeah. Grandpa and all his brothers were raised up there. Exum, they called it Exum area. Green Swamp.
Okay. All right. Good. Well, I got a bunch of questions about just different parts of the house and different terms for different
things.
We
still say piser.
Say what?
The porch is piser. And a fry pan is a skillet.
Okay. Good, you're gonna be a good one, I can tell. How about the room where you might have company over to sit in?
That's the front room.
Okay.
We call it front room instead of a parlor. They call it parlor now.
Uh-huh.
But dining room now, they call it, we used to just call that the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
But they call it kitchen and dining room combination now.
Yeah, that's right. How about if you got a fireplace?
No, I wouldn't have one. I built my new home. The man wouldn't put a fireplace, I'll shoot you. I don't cut firewood.
Did you have one where you was growing up?
Oh, my Lord, yeah. My mama, we lived in that old house. They even cooked in it.
Okay.
You ain't never seen one of those?
Uh-uh.
My God, the fireplace was
big, huge.
Big as this room here.
Gosh.
One in the kitchen. So the kitchen was built off from the house. That was a great big house itself.
Mm-hmm.
And then that little walkway over to the kitchen. And he piled them old logs up in there. And Mama had that old iron cook pot that she would just swing right around over the far line. But they soon got rid of that. I was about 8, 9 years old, but I remember.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then he bought her a wood stove.
Yeah.
Then we had to cut wood and fire that thing up.
Uh-huh.
Then when our children got grown, we got Mama kerosene stove. And she was scared of that, didn't like that.
Yeah.
But then when electricity come down, I got her electric stove. Boy, she was scared to death of that. She said, said she ain't gonna get electrocuted. But we finally kept using it, showing her where she got where she would.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But then I like gas. When me and the wife, after we married 4 or 5 years, I went to gas.
Uh-huh.
She didn't like it. She was scared to death of gas, my first wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a gas stove, and I cooked 2 or 3 meals on it. She saw it was all right, and she liked it. Uh-huh. I like gas.
I did too.
See, I heat and cook, but got a gas hot water heater. I love gas. Mm-hmm. It's good, clean heat.
Yeah. Well, back to the fireplace. Did you have something inside it that you would set your logs on top?
Yeah, them fire dogs.
Okay.
We had a fire dog.
What'd you have up over it?
A fireplace. We had a mantelpiece.
Yeah.
That was a mantelpiece.
Yeah.
They called it the mantelpiece.
Okay.
And you kept the old clock up on that and Mama's snuff box on one side. Pa's old pipe on the other.